It's time for Outdoor Adventures, a weekly podcast on hunting, fishing, and fresh air fun in the Lakelands. And now your hosts, Ken Wichupen and Jason Lawden.
Welcome, folks. My name is Ken Wichupen.
I'm Jason Lawden.
And this is Outdoor Adventures, the podcast, which we bring you. We try to bring you. What is this? This is 45 episodes now.
It's 45
We're
deep.
Into it 45 deep.
Getting close to a year.
That's a great number, 45. Don't you think? Like 45 caliber.
Absolutely.
45. I'm thinking of baseball players.
Good bear caliber.
Yeah, 45-70, my favorite bear caliber, as a matter of fact. We've got special guests with us today. We're going to get to the folks from Bush King Apparel right away. But first, Jason, we've got to talk about our great sponsors.
You betcha. Warehouse Sports. Everything you want wrapped up and everything you need for a great day in the Lakeland.
And I hear he's selling some ammo.
He is still selling ammo like crazy out there. So if you need some, I know he's still got some in stock. So head down there. He's got whatever you need for a great day in the Lakeland.
It hasn't slowed down. This COVID thing has just taken everybody by storm.
It is for sure. Literally. Yeah, people are on edge, but he's still there offering his services, it's good to see. Good for the Lakeland.
Good job out there in St. Paul. And of course, Double D Construction and Contracting, they do the 3 R's, reuse, rework, and recycle. And you know what? They have some of the finest hot water tank furnace installers in the area. So if you need one of those, give them a call. They can help you out. Jason, we've tried to get these guys on here for quite a while now. So the Bush King guys.
That's right. We got Adam and Dustin from Bush King Apparel. Gentlemen.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Oh, great. Hey, Ken. Hi, Jason.
So tell me about this Bush King thing. What Bush King? Is that like somebody you know is the Bush King? Like Jason, they call him the Bush Prince. Bush King, explain a little bit to me about that.
Well, it kind of happened after we heard of Bush Prince, and then just kidding. That's Jason's own thing. But to us, the Bush King is whatever you could consider the king of the bush at the time, right? It could be moose deer, even prairie mule deer, bear, anything that is mature and well aged and lived in the woods for quite a while.
Gotcha. And you, you gentlemen yourselves, I know you guys spend a lot of time in the woods. Is that kind of where you got the idea of going forward with an outdoor clothing company, or what kind of spurred this idea on?
Yeah, we hunted for quite a few years growing up. I shot most of the moose, I think, Adam, right? And the deer, and then eventually we just thought we'd like to start a clothing line together that represents Canada, and you know, kind of like Pure North, but or True North, but more locally.
And you guys are local, like super local. You're out of Pierceland.
Yeah, we were born and raised in Pierceland. I can't hear Dustin too great on the phone here, but just to go back even to the kind of the whole Bush King thing, like Dustin mentioned, the Bush King is the animal that you think is out there, and I guess the inception of Bush King was quite a few years ago. Me and Dustin had always talked about doing something a little different in starting the clothing line, and we all kind of grew up, and it's part of our blog on our website. It's on there, too. It kind of explains that, you know, people in the local areas of Bonnieville, Pierceland, you know, Cold Lake, Good Soil area, kind of where we grew up and kind of our stomping grounds is you see a lot of people growing up wearing, like, Hurley and Quicksilver and Billabong, which is all surfing and, you know, skateboarding and stuff like that, which we grew up in the hunting and outdoors industry in that era. So, you know, we just kind of always figured that we'd want to start something that embodied what we did. And, you know, the reason that people bought those clothing is because it was comfortable, it was nice, it wore good and stuff like that. So we just wanted to make sure that we could kind of put out a clothing brand that embodied what we do. And the Bush King Apparel came from Dustin's moose. He shot the fifth largest moose ever shot in Saskatchewan, and you know, we had hunted in our area for where we moose hunt for quite a few years, and when he ended up landing that moose with his bow, it's kind of, you're just in awe struck of this animal, right? And that's where kind of the Bush King, that was the Bush King, that's where the name came from.
I've got to ask about that that moose, fifth biggest in Saskatchewan. It was shot with a bow. That's pretty incredible. How long ago was that?
That was in 2013.
2013. That's quite the feat, and that's the moose that's portrayed on your guys' logo there.
Yeah, that's the Bush King.
How do people find your website? What is the name?
Just bushkingapparel.com.
Because a lot of people will be listening to this right now, and you know how they are. You're sitting there, you're listening to this, and then you're flipping on your computer, so they'll be, you know, shooting to the website. So that happens quite a bit. The great thing is you've designed clothing. You're a hunter first, right? You guys, before you even thought about designing any clothes.
Obviously. Oh, 100%. We grew up doing this. This was kind of both of us as kids growing up where we did, you know, Pierceland area is, you know, it was part of your upbringing. our dads took us out hunting, and relatives and friends and stuff, and that was, it was just ingrained in our lifestyle. So we've done that since we were kids, and since you could start walking and shooting a gun, I'm pretty sure we were both shooting guns and rifles and gone into bow hunting. And so yeah, it's been part of our life since we were kids.
Yeah, I noticed you've got a full line. It's not just for men. You've got ladies on here, you got kids on here, you got everything on here. I guess you got nowadays diversified.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, and that's everybody who's involved in the hunting industry, right? It's not just men.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of people. I, you know, taking my daughter out for her first deer whitetail a few years ago, just love that. You know, like Dustin's got four boys. I've got two boys and two girls. And, you know, I've got a younger sister as well who still hunts to this day kind of thing. She shot a big moose this year with me and we were out hunting as well. So, you know, it's not just a men's sport. And that's the thing about the children's, our Rimfire edition, is we want to make sure that we're, you know, keeping this lifestyle going. There's so many distractions from being outdoors and, you know, being at, you know, just out with nature. And kind of our other slogan is getting back to your roots. You know, there's so much gaming and, you know, kids are locked up inside. So, you know, we grew up where we didn't have a whole bunch of electronics and stuff like that. It was there, but not like this day and age where, you know, that was our outlet. We were out there shooting squirrels or gophers and, you know, up into big game hunting. And so that's kind of what we, I guess, want to embody in our Rimfire edition is given back to the community too, right? So there's a dollar from every sale from Bush King Apparel goes back to, you know, engaging youth in the outdoors. We made a donation at the Parkland Outdoor Expo last year, and that went to, I think it was ATO, it was Access to the Outdoors. So we made a donation there that went to just getting kids out in the outdoors that maybe have physical disabilities or... So it's about giving back too, I guess, right? And just keeping this lifestyle alive.
That's terrific. And there's obviously a great great cause that you guys are doing. How do you find time to get out there and do it yourself when you're? I know you guys are both like was just said, you have a bunch of kids, family. Now you got this business. I know you're kind of both involved in other lines of work as well. How do you find time to get out there and do your hunting yourself, or are you able to?
I don't know. Some of those things, mainly, I think you just got to mark it on your calendar or keep exercising, get out there and hike around. And just every chance we get, it is tough. Like, it's not an easy thing to do. It's very easy to sit in the house. But once you get out there and get addicted to it and feel how good it feels and how much you enjoy it, it just becomes more easier to do.
Yeah, and I think it's a balance between, like, your whole lifestyle, right? And if that's something that, you know, we obviously believe in and what we want to put forward is why we're, you know, it's part of the reason why we started this whole clothing brand is to wear what you live, right? So it's part, you got to make it part of your lifestyle. It's no different than people take days off to go camping every year, right? Like, I think our wives both support the outdoor lifestyle. They love that we're taking our kids out and showing them that stuff, getting them out of the house, whether it's, you know, you're cutting firewood or you're out camping or you're just hiking looking for deer sheds or, you know, setting out game cameras while we're out there, you know, trying to find that big whitetail buck. Or, you know, Dustin's had his boys down southern Saskatchewan in the Cooley Hills, you know, hiking miles on end for mule deer sheds. And I think both of our wives understand that that's important as a family. You're bonding with your kids. You're taking them out. You're doing that stuff. So it's time away from work, obviously. You got to use up some of your days off. And some of us are fortunate enough that, you know, with what our line of business is, that the last couple of years I've had a little bit more time to do that myself. But, yeah, I think it's just a whole family thing. And we're all on the same page and realize that's something that we define as important in life is being out in nature.
I think that's so important for anybody in the outdoors nowadays with kids, especially, to plant that seed at a young age, because that's the same as happened to all of the four of us that we're talking to each other right now, that we got that our seed planted at a young age, and it stuck with us, and it grows. As you get older, that seed just it gets bigger, right? And that's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, 100%, and I think Dustin will agree with me. It's not just about, you know, killing an animal. You know, the whole Bush King Apparel is just the outdoor lifestyle in general. It's not just hunting. You know, even though, you know, we love hunting. It's one of our biggest passions in life is getting out there and chasing those trophy animals. But you know, it's about striking out. It's teaching those kids patience, and you know, it's I don't know. There's so many life lessons you can learn just from being outdoors and hunting. Like, I think a lot of people don't realize that. You know, they brand people as hunters that you're just out there killing something, but there's so much more to being in the outdoors and being outside that people are missing out on. It's not just about the kill, right? There's so many things that you can teach your kids.
It's about the
learning out there.
It's about the hunt.
For sure. Work ethic, everything kind of plays into that for sure. So I follow both the Facebook and the Instagram pages. I see lots of awesome pictures, whether it's shed hunting, you know, actual hunting, whatever the case is. And a lot of them seem to be themed around, like we had touched on earlier, a lot around the family.
That's correct, yeah. A lot of the family, and then also just family and friends, people, a lot of people we know, and even a lot of people we don't know that just send pitches to us, and it becomes a relation where we'll talk with them through a direct message or over the phone, and it's really interesting because we get to hear about their adventures, fishing or hunting or shed hunting as well.
So like you're saying, you're kind of developing this whole community. It's a good thing. It's a powerful thing, that social media, and you guys are doing a great job at that.
Sure is. Yeah. Thank you.
How about ordering online? That's something you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's strictly all e-commerce online. Besides the few trade shows we go to for a year, but yeah, it's all online. BushKingApparel.com.
You know what, guys, we're running out of time for the first part of the show. I got so much more I want to go over with you guys. I want to talk about a couple of your products specifically when we get back. My name's Ken Wichman.
I'm Jason Ludden.
And folks, stay tuned. We're going to play a couple commercials, like I said, and we'll be right back.
With spring starting, you might be itching to do some hunting. Warehouse Sports is ready for spring. They have lots of ammunition in stock, so you can take care of pests like gophers on your property. Warehouse Sports also has a large stock of explosive targets and the supplies you need to have a successful hunt. Your next outdoor adventure begins at Warehouse Sports, Main Street, St. Paul.
Double D Contracting has plumbing and heating solutions for residential, commercial, new home construction, and even renovations. Their plumbers are always up to date with the newest practices, technologies, and standards, so they always provide the most advanced and accurate service. Double D Contracting can install and repair your water and sewer lines, diagnose and maintain furnaces, hot water tanks, and so much more. If you want the best in the business, you need Double D Contracting. Check them out on Facebook.
Outdoor adventures, all your fresh air fun in the Lakeland. Back to Ken and Jason.
Welcome back. My name is Ken Wichman.
I'm Jason Ludden.
This is Outdoor Adventures, the podcast, and we've got the great folks with Bush King Apparel on board with us today.
Glad they were able to stick around.
I love the family-oriented stuff that they're pushing in all the time along with their products.
It's important.
It is very important.
As
our sponsors are important.
That's right. Warehouse Sports. Everything you want wrapped up into everything you need for a great day in the Lakeland.
And Daryl's busy.
Daryl's a busy man. That's right. The doors are still open. You can go there. I believe he changed his hours a little bit. Definitely check out. He is also on Facebook, so check out his Facebook page. Staying super busy. I know I've talked to him a couple times in the last couple of weeks and he's run off his feet, but definitely he will make the time for you if you have any questions about anything.
And of course, Double D Construction and Contracting, they do the 3 R's: reuse, rework, and recycle. And of course, they have some of the finest technicians for furnaces and hot water tanks in the area. If you need one of those, talk to Dino. He can fix you up. Guys, you're still with us out there?
You betcha.
Out there in cyberspace or whatever you want to call this, with this social distancing stuff. It's so big nowadays, and you know what? People are having a hard time finding masks. And, you know, is it mandatory? It's going to be maybe one day. You guys have a product that might just fit in perfectly for this, the Deadhead Neck Rag, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, I know it'll cover your face. I'm not sure if it'd be, medically correct as far as what the...
They say they're good.
...pass for is the mask. But, yeah, definitely the neck rag. They definitely cover your face, yeah.
And that's something to keep you warm. It'll keep you cool the whole nine yards.
Yeah, you betcha.
I know one thing that I've noticed about when I'm on the website, I've seen you at the trade shows. I know you do the Cherry Grove Big Buck Night here close to Cold Lake there. So I know a lot of people, probably a lot of listeners have seen you guys there. One thing I really like is how, you kind of are keeping up with the time. The clothing that you make, whether it's the t-shirts, hoodies, whatever, it is stuff that myself as an outdoorsman is stuff that I would want to wear for sure. And the variety of different, like, I know how many different kinds of hats would you guys have?
Oh, there's got to be at least 15 or 18 different types of hats and probably 6 different main styles. But yeah, well, definitely lots of different kind of logos and brands. We've got our BK original, we've got our Sask patch hat, you know, we've got the puff embroidery, kind of different whitetail, moose, you know, elk, all that kind of stuff. So we're definitely got quite the selection.
And like Jason likes the stylish hats. Like, you know, he's not like the camo guy. You know what I'm saying? He likes the, and that's the kind of hats he likes. I think it's that generation, maybe, guys, which is good. I mean, you know, I think it's all good. Jason's
laughing.
Oh, yeah,
there's something for everybody there. We got the old school, you know, trucker hats.
We've got trucker hats.
And the, you know, flat brims and stuff. So it's all snapbacks. There's quite a good selection.
I got to ask you about your kind of slogan, Own the Hunt. That you guys push that as your slogan, essentially.
Yeah, that's one of them. That's actually one of our T-shirt brands is our, one of our designs, I guess, is Own the Hunt. We'll always have an Own the Hunt design, and that's just kind of exactly what it means. Like, you know, it's no different than we talked earlier about Dustin's moose. You know, we spent a lot of time hunting down there. We, you know, 8-10 years of archery moose hunting and you know, keeping on those big animals. And, you know, whether it's, you know, day one or day 10 and you're exhausted and, you know, you feel like things aren't working out and you just keep pushing through and, you know, perseverance. And it shows what pays off in the end. So it's kind of a lot of those days where you're out mule deer spotting stalks and, you know, you're absolutely, you know, beat by the hills and you're physically and mentally exhausted or you've had a few busted stalks that don't work out and feel like giving up, but you don't. You just grind through, you make things happen, and in the end, you got to make sure you own it. So spend every minute you can out there and just, it's about persevering and pushing through the adversity, right? So
I love it. That's a great slogan.
Yeah, and I know being a hunter myself, obviously we all spend a lot of time out in the bush. That is one thing I know. I've been a part of hunts where everything's kind of comes together real quick, you know, and it doesn't necessarily, it's not the size of the animal in all the hunts, but when it comes together quick like that, there's something about putting a long, grueling hunt into an animal, and if it pays off at the very end, those ones seem to resonate more with me, like ones that I remember in my head a little bit more, and I think that's important, you know, going through those tough times to be able to fill those tags or fill the freezer or whatever you're after is that's important life lessons.
Yeah, and there's always a bittersweet moment when the hunt's over and you kind of wish you were still doing it as hard as it was.
For sure.
Yeah, and that gives you the memories. The harder it is, the more memories you're going to have of that hunt. That's what I find.
Yeah, you bet.
That's right.
You know, another thing, we bring it up on here all the time. Is it kill an animal or are you harvesting an animal? We bring this up all the time. I want your guys' opinion. You're avid hunters. I get a little bit of both from a little bit of everybody. Me, it's kill the animal. Jason, I think he's more towards the harvest side. What do you guys think?
Mine personally is honestly either. You know, you're killing and you're harvesting. You're doing both. You know what I mean? When you harvest an animal, in all essence, you're killing it. And
you know, I know that whole, well, that's exactly what I say all the time. In sense, you're killing it. Why do we have to justify what we do by adding the term harvest?
I think a lot of people do that because of the sensitivity of the word, right? That's just my thoughts. Like,
I agree.
Physically killing something, and Dustin, you know, I'm sure you have your opinion exactly as well, but.
What do you think, Dustin?
I think I was more, well, I'm both as well, but I think I'm more harvest. I know Adam's more killing, or kill, I mean, but I agree. And we can't forget that we're top of the food chain, so there's nothing wrong with killing something as long as you appreciate it and you put the work into it and you use it all, right? So
and you eat it. Kill it. And that includes bear. I love eating bear. You guys eat bear? You must.
I honestly don't.
No?
And you know what I mean? Like, there's regulations in place that, you know, you can harvest you can harvest a bear, and it's legally you don't have to eat the meat. So, you know, I agree with going out there and filling your freezer and, you know, hunting for meat and stuff like that too, but I'm also an avid trophy hunter. You know, like I haven't shot a deer in 8 years because I'm trying to shoot a trophy deer. So, you know, I've got a 160-inch whitetail hanging on the wall, and I want to beat that, and there's a lot of hunting pressure around the area. If it was all about just filling the freezer, I would have shot a deer every year, whether it was a you know, a small buck or a doe to kind of thin out the herd. But to me, it trophy hunting is part of it too. It's not just about the meat. It is about hunting.
That's what I really love about having these conversations. How everyone's, you know, everyone's doing it for different reasons, but we all can appreciate it and like what we do and being out there and just, you know, the experience of it. Like you say, you've gone years now without shooting a deer, and I try to, you know, put a deer in the freezer for sure if I can every year. And it's different for everybody, but we're all out there for the same reason. I think that, you know, bringing it back to what you guys are doing with your clothing company, I think that you know, you guys have really kind of embodied that that vision for that passion for the outdoors.
It's full circle. That's what it is. I got to ask you guys, you've been around Pierce Land all your life, Saskatchewan, that part of the world. What do you think the animals now, is the population just as good as it was 20 years ago? Is it better? What are your opinions?
It's not at all like it was 20 years ago, but it's definitely coming back.
And that's for whitetails, moose, or any species in particular?
Oh, sorry, whitetail, yeah. I'd say whitetail. Moose has kind of done the same thing, too. It all depends on the management, and you'll see it in change of draws, but it kind of went up and down. Now it's coming back up on the moose as well, I'd say. Same with the whitetail, and that's coming from management and pressure, hunting pressure.
What about wolves out your way? You know, you're seeing more wolves than you used to?
In the northern part, I'd say yes, because they follow, you know, as your deer population comes up, you're going to get more wolves. So, yeah, we have had more wolves around the area. But we've also had, I don't know, a good handful of good trappers, too, Adam, you'd say, right around this area that, you know, probably take 15, 20 wolves a year.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's definitely a lot of trappers still, you know, actively trapping on their trap lines, which helps. But I agree with Dustin with his exact comment. It's not like what it used to be. I think the deer population is still there. There's still a lot of healthy number of deers. But it seems like over the years, it's tougher to find those big bucks, and you know, which is inevitably there's a lot of people that are trophy hunting and hunting big deer, and you know, you can. There's been a lot of deer shot, so it's getting harder and harder to find those big bucks that are out there. But it's definitely a lot different than what it was when we were, you know, coming up through high school.
And growing up in Saskatchewan, there, do you? What are your thoughts on the baiting of the deer? Is that something that you guys are fans? Fans of over there, or is that something you think they could go away or do away with, or kind of where do you stand on that front?
We both work in Alberta, so we do get the shot below the belt every once in a while from people that cannot bait in the province of Alberta, and in the end I believe the deer are going to congregate wherever they want to congregate. You'll see it when there's swaths that are left on fields or really good pea fields around here, right? So if we bait or not, the deer are still going to congregate and become together, because we were told that people didn't like it because of the congregation, too many deer at once. But
CWD, yeah. I agree, yeah, 100%.
I think there's a big difference in hunting, you know, forest fringe farmland without baiting and hunting purely bush country. Like, so the, you know, Pierce Land, Cold Lake, we're kind of on that same farm belt where it's kind of the last of the farmland till you're damn near the, you know, north of both of our communities, it's straight bush. And north of us, there's not a whole bunch of oil field activity. And if you try to, you know, it can be done, but to try and pattern a deer in, you know, 100% straight forest is extremely difficult. You know what I mean? It's hard. You can put cameras out, and we're on the forest fringe, you've got, you know, choke points and trees and willows and different sloughs and different things between fields. So I think it honestly, in my opinion, is depends where you're at. I don't disagree with the concerns for the CWD and baiting, but as far as, you know, patterning and hunting big deer in strictly forest fringe, it would be hard without baiting.
It's almost impossible. Like, how hard the guys work, for example, an outfitter in Alberta working in this part of the world, and you know, northern part, it's a lot harder. Like, they really have to pattern the deer. They have to get lucky half the time, you got to admit. Where Saskatchewan, the outfitter there can set up that bait pile and have that same bait pile there possibly for, what, 5-10 years, and they know the deer that are coming. I think it's way better to bait, especially if you bring up a hunter that really doesn't have a lot of experience shooting, or you know, maybe it's his second, third time hunting. You set him on that bait and you give him a good rest and you give him a good clear clean shot, you're going to get a lot more you know, good clean kills out of it.
Yeah, and absolutely. You know, there's me and Dustin have had many conversations about, you know, the effectiveness of baiting. There's you see a lot of deer at baits that are killed, you know, trophy quality animals, and you see a lot of does and stuff coming through, but there's been deer shot. You know, for an example, I have a couple baits north of my place. I live right on the forest fringe, and there was a deer that was 202 inches shot within a quarter mile of where I had about half mile from one bait and a quarter mile from another one, and I'd never seen that deer on my bait. So there are big deer out there that are bait shy. They're smart, you know, they know what's up, they catch that human scent, and they just don't come to bait. So, you know, everybody gets the, you know, the idea that if you have a bait out and you got a camera, you're seeing everything that's around, but it's not the case. There's a lot of deer that are bait shy and still won't come into those baits.
You know what, guys, we're running out of time. I could keep going here for like several hours when you get a couple of knowledgeable outdoors people like yourselves on the line. Let's talk a little bit your clothing line really quick. Give us those websites again, please.
BushKingApparel.com is our website, and you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. also.
Right on, and that's the only place that we're able to find your clothing outside of the trade shows and whatnot. That if people are following, they'll obviously be able to find you at which trade shows you're at. But there's no retail anywhere. People can pick that up. It's all e-commerce.
Yeah, it's right now that's the way it is. We are planning to get into some retail distributors, but currently it's just all online sales while we're still building our brand.
Great move also during the COVID crisis. Online is the future. Absolutely. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on there.
Thank you very much, Ken and Jason.
We really appreciate it. Like I say, you know what? We really appreciate the listeners, too, to tune in each week. We did mention it is show 45. We're planning on having a big event on our year anniversary, hopefully.
Maybe we can get the guys from Bush King to come back in.
You got to come in the studio, though, boys. We'll be doing
that. Oh, yeah, it'd be great. You know, if we weren't all self-isolating and, staying clear of everybody,
that's
it would
right.
be nice to actually sit down and talk. And I agree we could have talked for quite a while about a few different things. But I really appreciate you guys calling us on to the show and having us on. And it's just a good opportunity to let people know what we're all about, right? And like we said earlier in the show, Bush King Apparel is all about the outdoor lifestyle, getting back to your roots and family and outdoor adventures. So that ties into the whole wear what you live. And, if you're living that lifestyle, that's why we brought this out, so you could wear something that supports what you do. So, again, we appreciate you having us on, and thanks very much for your time.
It's absolutely our pleasure.
Hopefully we can get you back on again.
Awesome. Take care, guys.
You know what? Check us out on Facebook, of course, Fishing, Hunting, Lakeland. Check out what Jason and I have been up to in the last little while. We've been doing all kinds of stuff. We're going to get into bear hunting and stuff like that in future episodes. Check us out on our new radio spot, 8 a.m. Saturday mornings, Country 99.7. Jason, have you listened yet?
Of course, are you
straight on the podcast? Of course, check us out on Spotify, Apple iPlay, My Lakeland Now, and subscribe to us, and then the podcast pops up whenever you want to listen to it.
That's
a great idea.
Pick anyone that we've already done, and there's hopefully a lot more to come.
You know what? And thanks, Mountain Mike, for making this thing happen. I don't know how he pulled this one off today. He's got buttons pushed all over the place. Got four of us on the air in all different locations. So it was good work from him. And Agent Wispinski, of course, he's set up this whole thing, to tell you the truth. Check out our new koozies if you haven't seen them. They fit Dusty's Honey Lime Lager perfectly.
That's right. Yeah, keep your favorite beverage cold.
Jason, thank you for coming on the air. I know you're a busy guy, too.
Yeah, it's got to be done.
And thank the listeners, of course. My name is Ken Wichman.
I'm Jason Ludden.
This is Outdoor Adventures, the podcast/radio show. Until next week, we'll see you both in the podcast and the radio.
This has been Outdoor Adventures. Now get out there and explore. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify for more.